Well, I still think there's a public appetite for it, which is good, because I think people want to be engaged. The problem nowadays is context. People have access to so much information now compared to when I started, but they want to know what it means. They want to know the context. Is this good long-term or bad? And I think that's where opinion writers have an important, essential role to play.
What have you learned over the years of doing this job, either reporting or doing editorial work or both?
Verify, verify, verify. If your mother says she loves you, check it out.
That's a great quote. What have you been most criticized for during your career, especially in editorial coverage?
Criticized? Well, I think people say, why are you putting your opinions in the paper? You know, you're trying to tell people who to vote for, what they should. And I know I'm trying to get people to think. I'm not telling you who to vote for. I want you to make up your own mind. And you can look at what I write and just tear it up and throw it on the floor and stamp on it. That's your choice. And I always told people if they didn't like what I write, they could come down to the paper and I'll give them 50 cents back. And you know, nobody ever took me up on that.
What stories will stick with you?
Well, the one story that might stick with me the most is one I did. It was probably about 15 years ago when I was still a reporter. I went out to this migrant worker camp near Lutowisi, Georgia, and it looked like a third world. I mean, it's just awful. And the story was there was this migrant worker crew. The crew boss would go into like inner city Savannah, inner city Jacksonville, and recruit homeless people and alcoholics to come out to, you know, Toombs County and the Glenville area and put them in the fields to work to pick onions. Then they put them up at these ramshackle camps that, you know, just you wouldn't put your dog in these places. And I remember the sheriff in Long County, Cecil Nobles, who I think has passed away. He was just outraged at how these people were being treated, as were a number of other officials in that area. So I got a call, Tom, you need to come out here and look at what's going on. So I went out there with Steve Bisson, one of my photographers, and we went kind of on a tour of migrant worker camps. And I did a big expose on it, and the U.S. Department of Labor saw it, and they sent some inspectors down to southeast Georgia, and they shut down some of these camps. Now, a lot of the onion farmers hated me for it because they said, you know, it's costing us money. If we can't get the onions picked, which I understand, you know, we can't make any money. Why should we? And then I just remember one farmer told me, he said, these people aren't used to, you know, fancy places. We don't need to put up better camps. I said, man, that's the problem right there. But I think it made a difference. I don't know if it made a long-term difference, but it made a difference that 1 year. So I was proud to be able to help some people. Because I think one standard I always try to follow, part of my job is to comfort the afflicted and to afflict the comfortable. Again, go back to get people to think about what they do and why they do it. Yeah, I still feel I've got a lot of ink left in my pen, so I'll do something with it. I don't know exactly what at this point, but, you know, writers got to write, so fish got to swim.